ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. If you remember, we discussed Imam Khomeini's recommendations on political groups, particularly the leftist parties, which were affiliated to the Eastern Bloc. Today we are going to continue his advice to the political parties, both affiliated to the West and the East. Stay tuned, please. Imam Khomeini's political belief was strongly based on negation of both the East and the West. His belief was originated in the Quranic principle of La ilaha illallah, which means there is no God but Allah. In view of this, since the very start of his movement against domestic tyranny and foreign hegemony, he focused his struggle against the US and the former Soviet Union. Imam Khomeini said, "We want all Islamic countries to have this feature and the concept that has materialized in Iran to exist in all Islamic countries. That is, all the downtrodden in the world stand against the oppressors, resolve their problems, take their right, and know that the right should be taken." The Imam writes in his testament, "This absurdity and artificial, empty-headedness has caused us not to rely on our thought and knowledge in any issue and imitate the East and the West blindly. Rather, if we have any culture, literature, industry, and innovation, the West-toxicated and East-toxicated writers and speakers will castigate and ridicule them and repress and disappoint our native thought and power. And they would promote the foreign traditions and customs, no matter how cheap and disgraced they are, and would sell them to nations through extolling and praising. I recommend affectionately and humbly to the dear nation that as they have been remarkably saved from many of these traps and the deprived generation is innovatively active, to be alert, awake, and watchful so that the policy players affiliated to the West and the East may not drag you to these international looters with devilish temptations. So, stand uprising with your decisive will, activity and perseverance to remove these dependencies." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, censuring intellectual and political dependency on the East and the West, advises the deceived groups to join the nation. He writes, "My recommendation to the Muslim groups, which are mistakenly inclined to the West and possibly to the East, and would sometimes support the hypocrites whose betrayal has been disclosed, is to not insist on their mistake. To confess their mistake with Islamic courage and, for God's pleasure, become consonant and companion with the government, the parliament, and the oppressed nation, and save these downtrodden of history from the evil of the arrogant. And keep in mind the words of late Ayatollah Mudarris, the devoted and pure clergy, who said at the dormant parliament of those days, "Now that we are to be destroyed, why should we be destroyed by ourselves? I too say to you, faithful brothers, in remembrance of that martyr of God's way, that if we are destroyed by the criminal America and the Soviet, and meet our God with noble red blood, it would be better than enjoying a luxurious life under the flag of the Eastern Red Army and the Western Black Army." Imam Khomeini advises political groups and parties to be admonished by the events of Afghanistan and the stiff resistance of the Afghan nation against the Eastern Bloc. He writes, "One must be admonished by Afghanistan, where the usurper government and the leftist parties have been with the Soviet, yet they have failed to suppress the masses of people. In addition, now the deprived nations have woken up, and it will not take long that this awakening will lead to movement, uprising and revolution, and they will save themselves from the dominance of arrogant oppressors. And you Muslims committed to the Islamic values can see that separation and detachment from the East and the West is gradually showing its bounties, and the thoughtful native brains have become active and advancing towards self-sufficiency. And what the treacherous Western and Eastern experts used to depict as impossible to our nation has been materialized by the hand and thought of the nation. And God willing, it will materialize in the long run too."